Masechet Zevachim Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to list all the parts of the Korban that cannot become Pigul. The reason for it is Pigul can't take place unless we're talking about a part of the animal that becomes permitted only by offering some other part of the Korban. For example, if we're talking about the meat or the emurin that are burned on the Mizbeach, they could become Pigul, because the throwing of the blood of the korban that happens beforehand permits the emurin to be burnt and the meat to be eaten after on. So the meat and the emurin have something that's matir, something that allows them to be either consumed or burnt, which is that blood. So we're going to list all the things that are the matirin themselves, that allow other things. Again, those things that become allowed by something else being done, Pigul could apply to them. But the allowances themselves, those things that permit other things, those do not have any place within the world of Pigul. And that's what we're going to talk about in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ve'elu devarim she'en hayavin alehem mishum Pigul. These are the things that are not subject to karet because of Pigul, since nothing is done to permit them being used by people or burnt on the Mizbeach. It's just, they're the first step, in other words. Number one, ha-kometz, a kometz, v'ha-levona, and the frankincense of a mincha offering. Mincha offering is a korban that consists usually of olive oil and flour. And when talking about this, the avodah basically becomes, the kohen scoops up some of the flour and oil with the three middle fingers of his hand. He puts them in a klesharet. This is known as a kometz. The scoopful is known as a kometz, and the act of removing them from the mincha is known as a kemitzah. What he does afterwards, once he takes the kometz, he places it on the mizbeach to burn, and the remainder of the mincha is eaten by the kohanim. So the kemitzah, when he takes the scoopful of flour, that's equivalent in a regular act of a korban to shechita, the slaughtering of the animal. So if the kohen does the kemitzah with the intention of burning the kometz or eating the rest of the mincha past its time, he makes it pigul. He makes the korban pigul, the mincha offering a pigul. But that's talking about the rest of the mincha offering, because with the kemitzah, with the scoopful, he makes the rest of the flour edible to the rest of the kohanim. And there would be a penalty of karet for eating it if he had improper thoughts with the kemitzah. But what we learn from here is that if a person ate the kometz itself, the scoopful itself, that would not become karet, because there's no other part of the mincha that permits the kometz to be burnt. It's the first stage in the process to burn it on the mizbeach or to be eaten. So therefore, eating that itself, there's no pigul. The levona is the spice that comes from the sap of a certain tree. We take parts of the levona, we put it on top of the mincha offering, and they're later up gathered and burnt with the kometz. Burning the levona also permits the mincha to be eaten. But if there's nothing happens before that, nothing is done to allow the levona itself to be burned. So therefore, in a similar way that we said the kemitzah itself is not subject to the laws of pigul, we say the same thing with levona. If a person eats the levona, also there's no karet and there's no pigul for eating it also. V'haketoret, the mixture of spices that we use for the incense offering, it's offered twice on the inner mizbeach. There's nothing that's done to permit the ketoret to be burnt. So therefore, the ketoret cannot become pigul. Uminhat kohanim, the mincha offering of the kohanim, when talking about this type of mincha offering, there's no part of it that's specifically burned on the mizbeach. Like we learned with the regular mincha offering, where the kometz and levona are separated and burnt away, here the mincha offering is completely burnt on the mizbeach. There's no preparatory stage for that to permit the kohen's mincha offering. It's just taken directly to the mizbeach and burnt, so therefore it cannot become pigul. Minhat kohen mashiach, the mincha offering of the kohen gadol, which was done twice a day, was also completely burned. Nothing was done to permit it onto the mizbeach. Vehadam, the blood of an animal and bird korban that's brought. We know, as we stated earlier, that the blood of an animal or a bird are put onto the Mizbeach, and then that allows the meat to be consumed afterwards and the imurin to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Nothing else is done to permit the blood to be put onto the Mizbeach. So therefore, if the korban became pigul and somebody ate the blood or drank the blood later on, they would not be karet mishum pigul. V'hanesachim habayin bifnei atzman, and minhat nesachin offerings, there's wine and flour that are brought to certain types of korbanot that are added on as part of them. They pour into a special bowl that was on top of the Mizbeach. The flour, the minhat part of the korban, is completely burned on the Mizbeach, and the nesachim are poured into the corner of the Mizbeach. And here we're talking about a situation when they're brought by themselves, or they're not offered at the same time as a regular animal korban, since they have nothing that's matir them, nothing done to the flour or wine to permit them to be poured or burnt on the Mizbeach, pigul would not apply to them. This is divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But when a minhat nesachim is together brought with an animal korban that has to go together with, it could become pigul, because the blood of an animal korban that has to be poured onto the Mizbeach then permits the entire korban, including the minhat nesachim, to be burned and poured on the Mizbeach with it. But if the minhat nesachim is not brought at the same time, like we just mentioned, you could bring it a day or two later, then it's not brought at the same time as the korban. Or in a situation where a person donated the minhat nesachim without a korban on its own, then the mincha and the nesachim, the flour and the wine, are put on the Mizbeach without anything else, and nothing else permits them to the Mizbeach. So therefore, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, pigul would not apply. V'hachamim omrim af habaim ima behema. Hachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they say, even those offerings of minhat nesachim that are brought together with a korban are not subject to pigul. They hold that it's not the blood of the korban that permits them to the Mizbeach. As we just stated, we have situations, let's say the Nesachim and the Minha are brought at a later time, that they don't have to be brought together with the Korban. So therefore we see from there that it's not the Dam, it's not the blood of the Korban that permits them to the Mizbeach, rather they're permitted on their own. So therefore, if they're permitted on their own, even when they're brought together with the Korban, since they're permitted to actually be brought on their own, it's not the dam that permits them, they permit themselves, and therefore the laws of pigul would not apply to them. We have a similar machloket with something else that comes together with the korban. Log shemen shel metzora, a log, which is a measurement of oil, that's brought by a metzora together with the asham, the korban asham, that is brought with purification. Sarat is a type of skin ailment that a person has. When a person with Sara'at has to heal, he has to go through a purification process. At the end of this procedure, he brings three types of korbanot: a korban asham, a korban hatat, and an olah. And then a log of olive oil, of shemen, goes with it. The kohen slaughters the asham. He then takes some of the blood and he puts it onto the right ear, the right thumb, and the right big toe of the person with the metzorah. Then he takes the shemen, he takes the log of oil, and he sprinkles it in the direction of the Kodesh HaKodashim. And then he takes some of that oil also and he puts it back on the same ear, thumb, and big toe on the right side of the person's body of the Metzorah, where he put the blood the last time. And then he takes the oil and the Kohanim are permitted to eat from it. But the log of shemen cannot be applied to the person with Sarat before the blood of the Asham has been thrown on the Mizbeach and then is put onto the Metzorah. But the oil doesn't have to be sprinkled or put onto the person on that same day as the blood. It could even be put a week or 10 days later. So therefore, we're going to say that this is an analogous case. The case of the log of shemen is similar to the minhat nesachim that we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah. We'll have a machloket about it. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not subject to the laws of pigul. A person is not karet if he eats from that shemen, because the oil does not become permitted for use through the blood of the asham. According to the Bishimon, we see from here that since the oil does not need to be brought together with the asham, then the blood of the asham does not become the permitter in order to use the oil. So therefore, even when the oil is brought together with the asham, it's not subject to pigul. So Rabbi Shimon matches up with the opinion of Hachamim in the last case. When it comes to the Minhat Nesachim, the opinions are similar. Rabbi Meir omer hayavin ala mishum pigul, says Rabbi Meir, when the oil is brought together with the asham, it is subject to karet. If it was an improper thought of pigul, she'adam ha'asham matiro, because the blood of the asham permits the oil to be used. Since the oil is not allowed to be put on the mitzvah till after the asham was already thrown on the mizbeach and then put onto the individual, onto the right side of those three limbs that we mentioned, the blood is considered to be the matir, the permitter of the oil. So therefore, if the asham becomes pigul, the log of oil is also forbidden as pigul. If a person eats it, he is karet. So Rabbi Meir's position is the same as Rabbi Meir in the previous part of the Mishnah with Minhat Nesachim. But even he would agree that if the oil is not brought together with the asham, it would not be subject to the laws of pigul, and a person would not be karet if he ate it. And he explains, shekosh yesh lo matirin ben la adam ben la mizbeach hayavin ala mishum pigul. Anything that has something else that allows it to be used, either by people or by the mizbeach, is subject to the laws of pigul, and therefore, if a person ate from it, would be karet. So therefore, Rabbi Meir would apply that to the oil that's brought together with the korban asham.